the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego cried that Daniel's grave, the woman with initial blood grave, that demonic man grave, that same grave, that have taken care of them. God is still anointing us with the same. That was the same. The grace that you have received is special. Sister Sheila, thank you all. Amen. You have your Bibles. Let's go to Mark, the 15th chapter. Chapter. Let's go to the 22nd verse. We're just gonna go all the way down. And when they bring him unto the place Golgotha, which is being interpreted the place of a skull, and they gave him to drink wine mingled with myrrh, which received it not. And when they had crucified him, when they parted his garment, chastised upon them, it was the third hour. And they crucified him. The description of the accusation was written over the king of the Jews. And with him they crucified two thieves, the one on the right hand and the other on the left. The scripture is fulfilled, which said, and he was numbered with transgressions. And they that passed by rail on him, wagging their heads, saying, ah, thou destroyed the temple and build it in 3 days, and come down from the cross. Let's just talk a little bit here this morning. It's not over yet. Talk to your neighbor and say, neighbor, it's not over yet. Amen. We can testify and identify that whatever I'm going through, I'm going to come out, because it's not over. I still have some power in me. God didn't bring me this far just to leave and the story isn't over. Just keep watching me for a little while, and you'll find out that I'm still in the game.
Yeah,
yeah, all right. I'm nowhere out there. This is in the game. Somebody counted you out just a few days ago. Somebody counted me out a few days ago, but I'm still in the game. And the story says it's not over. I got little fighters in the house. And every now and then you got to fight with the devil, and you got to let him know that if you got to fight, I'm coming back. And I come back to do some business, Brother Leotis, because it's not over.
Yeah.
It's not over. Yeah. And you got to have that fight in you where you got to be able to press on through your adversities and through your problems and through your tears and through your heartache and pain. And although folk that you know talk about you and folk who would say they love you, you found out that it's the other way around. But you got to let them know, baby, it's not over. Yeah. Devil, you thought you took over my home, but it's not over. Let me get back on bending knees and talk to the master above. We're going to get this thing all back. Your church making a trial. The church has to tell the devil. It's not over yet.
That's right.
There's some more fight in me.
Yes, sir.
I got that Holy Ghost fight. Because when I'm down, it picks me back up. When I'm sad, it knows how to comfort me. I got that Holy Ghost fight in me. It's full with swift transition.
Yes, it is.
And you got to know that every day is not going to be a good day. You're going to have some tough days.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And because you love the Lord, does not exempt you. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm blessed, but I'm stressed. I just try to hand my stress over to him so I can be better blessed. But stress days will come. They don't need me to fool you that stress days won't show. I have stress days. And they don't need me trying to fool you like my life is just pleasure.
Right.
Sickness will step into your life.
Yes,
and wreak havoc on you. You got me driving 4 hours one way. I don't know how much money I hadn't spent. But God is still good.
I know you're right.
And devil, because you thought you struck me down.
Yeah,
see it. Getting up in the name of Jesus. And the fight isn't over yet. Anybody in the house can identify with being knocked down, criticized, even by some of your own family members? But you've gotten up and say it's not over. Yeah. I'm back in the game. When we look at our lives are nothing but great testimonies. For everyone in the house, even the little bit of children, can testify that God has done something for them. And the more praise that we give, the more testimonies we have. Because God has brought us through some things. Over some things. Around some things. Under some things. God has done it all for us.
Yes.
And we're standing here right now.
Yes.
Because of him.
Yes.
This resurrection morning is a great morning, but every morning is a resurrection morning. When the Lord allows you to get up, put your feet on the floor.
Yeah.
And get to shuffle them through the house.
Yeah.
Is a resurrection moment.
Yes.
Ain't you a to the Lord, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
For allowing me to my only reason that I was able to get up is because we got up.
Yeah.
If you would have never gotten up, I could never get up. But it's because he got up. We all are able to. We all are able to. So far, okay, you won't be able to get up, move, think. Maybe you've never been burdened down. Maybe burdens never come your way. Calamities never fallen on your household. The home looked beautiful on the outside. But it's all wrecked up on the inside. Maybe you don't have that difficulty. But if you don't have it, just keep waking up. And you'll find out that that's in the heart. And have you every which way, but that's what the old folk would say. Have you every which way, but lose. But on this resurrection moment, Pleasant Green come to tell Satan it's not over. He thought he had us. Yeah, when he had you out in the streets, he thought he had you.
Thank you for listening to the audio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry by Pastor Michael H. Pines. We pray his words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us. We're located on Willow Glen River Road across from Frank O'Hanna Park in Alexandria, Louisiana. Join us on Sundays for Sunday school at 8 a.m., morning worship at 9 a.m., and on Tuesday nights for Bible study at 6 p.m. Our heart's desire and prayer is that the world might be saved and disciples are made. Grace, peace, and mercy until our next broadcast. We are moving from membership to discipleship.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.